In his meeting with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Thursday, Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has discussed a series of issues, including the recent restrictions the U.S. has put on Iranian diplomats in New York.
The restrictions, basically unacceptable and drastic restrictions that makes the work of members of our mission impossible here at the United Nations, which we consider to be an affront to the entire United Nations and not to just one mission. Regional situation, the economic war by the United States on the Iranian people amounting to economic terrorism by imposing sanctions in violation of Resolution 2231.
The meeting with the UN Secretary General came shortly after U.S. President Donald Trump claimed that Washington had shot down an Iranian drone in the Strait of Hormuz.
I've checked with Tehran, and according to our latest information, we haven't lost any drone today.
Iran's foreign minister also participated at the high-level UN meeting on the Sustainable Development Goals of 2030 a day earlier. In his speech, he outlined Iran's achievements in reaching those goals in line with Iran's national interests. Iran's foreign minister and his accompanying delegation will leave New York for Venezuela on Friday to take part in the annual Foreign Ministerial Non-Aligned Movement meeting known as NAM. According to Iran's foreign ministry, Zarif will have bilateral meetings with officials from Venezuela and other countries on the sidelines of the NAM conference. He will then visit Nicaragua and Bolivia.
During his speech at the UN on Thursday, Iran's foreign minister also called U.S. sanctions against his country unlawful, describing them as, quote, economic terrorism, which are targeting ordinary Iranians. Susan Madaris, Press TV, New York.